gentlemen, good evening. This is going to be a great show. Oh, geez, I always forget that. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a great show. We're here with a wonderful friend of mine, author and speaker, Rebecca Steiger. She's a channeler, and she's here to answer your guys' questions. And, of course, I'm always here with my co-host, Ms. Liara Covert from the Land Down Under. And we're going to get to Rebecca in a moment. All three of us are actually authors. I'm going to talk about my books for a moment, A Metaphysical Interpretation of the Bible, if you really want to know who we are and what we're about and why we're here. That's a book you may want to consider. In that book, you'd find something as simple as this. We are simply, in truth, the witnesses of the very experiences that we are involved in. But we have to remember that we're not the experience itself. We are simply the witness. And if we can remember that we're the witness, then we don't have to be directly involved in what we're experiencing because it becomes an event. Second thing is the principles of karma are sitting out there. When we understand karma, which is cause and effect, we understand why our lives are the way that they are. We are the creator of that. Good evening. My name is Stephen, Dr. Stephen Harefield. I'm here with my co-host, Liara Covert, and my special guest, Rebecca Steiger, who we'll be with in a moment. I operate in life as an intuitive life coach. I, like the other two people on this show, absolutely adore helping people and understanding their circumstances and their lives. And our switchboard is already lit up, so I'm attempting to move through this as quickly as I can so we can get to the switchboard. And it also... Lastly, I'd like to say my lovely bride teaches yoga here in the Northern Nevada area at the Evelyn Mount Recreational Center from 5 until 6 on Tuesdays and Thursdays and from 12:30 until 1:30 on Wednesdays. That being said, Liara, anything you want to add for you?
Well, I refer our listeners to explore the Dream Builders Australia blog. That's blog.dreambuilders.com.au, where they can search a number of different terms, and they can also contact me there and through Facebook.
And she is actually sitting in Australia. Rebecca, is there anything you want to lead off with that you want people to know and understand before we just jump totally into this?
Well, I would like to give my website, which is RebeccasPathways.com, and I have a blog on there. My blog's on there. Also, I have lots of metaphysical moments, which are just uplifting little things that help people along their spiritual path.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've been acquainted with this lady, and in more than one lifetime, as she and I both know and understand, we go back quite a ways. But in this lifetime, it was a pleasure, and it is a pleasure to have bumped into her again. As I was sharing with Rebecca before we went on the air, I'm an intuitive, and I work with people. And I love people, and I adore helping them understand their lives and their situations. And the gal that's on this show is my go-to person, that if I need to understand something that's just sitting out there orbiting, doing whatever, this is the lady that I call. So that being said, Rebecca, if people wanted to be able to get a hold of you to say, I want an appointment with you, how would they do that?
Well, they can either go in through my website and set up an appointment there, or else they can call at area code 607-862-6435, and they can always either reach me through that number. If I am with a client, they can always leave me a message, and I will get back with them as soon as I possibly can, which Stephen knows me very well. And I really, whenever I say I will get back with you as soon as I can, I will.
Oh, wait a minute. I always thought I was just kind of a little higher on priority and you would just jump
well,
right
you
on.
Are.
So I get...
of course you are.
That being... yeah, I love you too, kid. That being said, you know, there's a lot of people that do these sorts of things in this world. And this lady has a wealth of experience that not the average bear in the forest, so to speak, has. This lady was literally saved from being killed or destroyed by a tornado, but because of angels. And since that time, they have been with her. And since that time, she has written books on the communications that they've given, that they have given her, and the understanding that they've given her, and that she pretty much is in constant communication with the angelic realm. And yes, they have warriors, and yes, she's used them for me many times. And they come with, quite the glory, is what I would say. That being said, Liara, do you have any questions for Rebecca before we bring in some callers?
No, I'd like to shift to our callers for now, Stephen, but thanks for asking.
Okay, because we are going to be doing this live, and if anybody has any questions that they'd like to ask Rebecca, they are certainly more than welcome to. And I'm going to take them in order as they are sitting on the switchboard. And Rebecca says she will allow you a question, but understand that that stimulates a conversation. That's okay, too. So let's see where this goes. First caller. Okay. Caller from caller from the 941 area code. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Hi, I'm calling from Florida, and my name is Wendy.
Wendy, you are online here with Rebecca, Liara, and Stephen. So let's see if we can't bring a smile to your face, so to speak. But one of the things I know that's going to be done is you're going to hear the truth. So what would you like to ask Rebecca?
If I have any certain angel, any specific angels guiding me, or about anything about my guardian angel, or any messages they have for me?
Well, I can tell you that right now, because as you spoke, and this is going on with so many people, and you have to understand that angels are omnipresent, so they can be with thousands and millions of people at the same time. But Raphael's really strong with you,
mm-hmm.
and he would be your archangel that's with you right now. But you have a conflict that involves Mary. So Mary is also with you, and that's to help you down this path. It's almost as if you feel like you're paying a consequence for something. Is that correct?
Me? Yeah, I do kind of ruminate over, you know, things I've done in the past. Or,
mm-hmm. Let it go.
Okay, let it go.
Let it go.
And I do pray to the angels and Mary.
Well, that's why Mary's with you. And also, you need to let that go. Know that whatever has happened in your life, you know, you were forgiven, because it either teaches you a lesson or else you receive a gift. And in this instance, I get that you received a lesson. So let it go now. It's done. You're forgiven. Know that. And continue to go ahead and pray to your angels and Mary. But also, in times of doubt, call in Raphael, because Raphael is really very strong with you at this time, as I said, as well as Mary. Stephen, did you pick up, or Laura, did you pick up anything else that I might have missed?
Well, one of the things that I hit on is the past is something that we can understand, because we know that we've been there, and it's all in how we look at what we did when we were there, however you view that. We tend to want to hold on to that, and as we hold on to that, we repeat things. And it seems to me that our caller is kind of getting tired of repeating things. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Take your eyes out of the past, and always remember that the Creator put the eyes on the front of our head and not on the back of our head.
Yes.
It's so that we could see where we're going. That being said, being in present time is difficult. You kind of, I feel, have the tendency to, I don't know if this is the best way to put it, but overthink or really get in your mind, like Rebecca alluded to. You can really ruminate on things, and when you do that, Raphael is your warrior. He would be the one that I would say that could help you redirect things. Lastly, trusting yourself. Learn to do that. Every failure that you've experienced has actually been a teacher, not intended for you to see or hold on to as a failure or a mistake, but to hold on to as an understanding of something that you grew from. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else, Rebecca?
Well, I think that sums it up very well. You know, Lior, do you have anything else?
I love how Stephen underscores the importance of trust and trusting ourselves more, because both of you are pointing to the same things, but the trust is really important, because when we don't trust our own feelings and our own intuition, then we tend to look outside of ourselves for confirmation of what we already know. And this goes to apply to all your feelings in every situation. We're taught to think rather than feel. And it's just a pointer to trust your feelings more, because we tend to think more than we feel, don't we?
One last thing, caller, that Leora said something I think very significant in the sense of looking outside yourself. When we don't trust, we tend to look outside ourselves for confirmation. And every time you look outside yourself for confirmation of whatever, I think you found there's a lot of disappointment out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, don't necessarily hang on to that external disappointment. And I think if I might, Rebecca, be so bold as I feel deeply, that that's exactly one of the things that you are pointing out to her and why Raphael is so closely bound to her. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. And I know that you are on your spiritual path. However, you need to really clear your mind when you're doing meditation.
Okay.
Do you meditate?
I'm trying to be more regular with it. Like, I started out with 5 minutes, but I need to do it every day. I was thinking twice a day, like 10 to 15 minutes in the morning at night, but I don't always do that.
All right. Do yourself a favor. Don't put any pressure on it. When you say, I need to, I have to, no, that's pressure, and your ego is going to rebel. Just let your ego know that you choose to, and that this is what you're choosing to do in your day, twice a day, whatever number, and then just simply do it. And when you're meditating, instead of fighting your mind, which you do, allow your mind to be a mind and just let it think and just observe what it's thinking. It's not why it's thinking. It's just that it's thinking. And then let it do that. That's okay. That's a form of meditation in actuality.
Just let it flow.
Because you have a very busy mind, correct?
Yes. Yes. So
okay.
It's sort of like what you were talking about earlier when you said just being a witness and not being my thoughts.
Yes.
Just like letting
yes.
them kind of pass through and witness them.
Yes. Just let them be
okay.
what they are, but don't engage them. That would help you immensely in the arena of meditation, and you wouldn't find yourself in such conflict with it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yes, it does.
Rebecca,
thank you very, very
Rebecca,
much.
Rebecca, does that make
yes.
sense?
Yes,
okay,
it does,
awesome.
Because she does she has a problem putting her mind and her body in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, I like that way to put it, yeah. So always be with your body and honor that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
Thank you. You've been very
okay.
Many blessings, my dear.
Many blessings.
Blessings to you. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
lovely voice. Caller from 630, where are you calling from? You've been on here for a while, and I apologize for that, but you got in here before the show actually went on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, and your first name is?
Mia.
Mia, what would you like to ask Rebecca this evening?
Ask Rebecca, when does she see me having a full-time job?
Well, there's a hot one for you.
Yes. Well, Mia.
At the hospital.
I know it's been a little bit of a struggle for you. But things are finally coming together. And you were on, have you been on an interview recently?
No, I've been sending out resumes.
Okay. Well, you will have, because I saw that you had. So you will be getting a call shortly for an interview. And whenever I say shortly, I mean within the next 2 weeks, okay? We're not talking any long term here. However, to get through all this paperwork, it may take you several months before you go to work.
Okay.
But there is, and I'm seeing this hospital, and it's a Saint, and I want to say Augustine, but I know that that's probably incorrect. Okay, give it to me, guys. They're just giving me this. Is one of these hospitals, would you need to relocate? Or is it a different from?
Yes.
Okay.
St.
That's
Augustine,
the one that
you're
going
to
hear from. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay.
No, I got, if I might, Rebecca, I got very strongly relocation. That's the reason I jumped right in, that it's not in the area and where she's looking. It's in an area where she is not focusing on. Also, when you were asking Rebecca, I got the fact that you need to go into somewhat of a different direction, and I'm not sure, Rebecca, what that means.
Well, normally whenever you say a different direction, and what does that mean, especially when you've been sending out resumes, you need to focus on that resume. You're leaving something out that's of importance in that, and that redirects that whole energy. Because if you send one out that's more or less incomplete, or what the universe looks at as incomplete, or the angels, then you're going to, of course, go from the back of the class when it's after you complete it to the front of the class, and that makes it more visible to those who are looking at it. Okay?
Okay. Let me see if I can help this. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, believe me, this is more about Rebecca than it is me, but because Rebecca and I are so closely intertwined at times that
we jump in and out of each other's mind.
Yeah, it kind of drives crazy. Not really. No, what I'm getting is kind of this. Your focus is on the incorrect area in which you should be operating in. And that when Rebecca says, look at your resume, there's some things that you are downplaying that you need to upplay. I'm also going to say to you, quit being shy about this. Quit being afraid of this, because you have both of those ideas going on, correct? Well, no, really think about something. You want this position in a medical facility. Are you bold enough to step forward and say, this is me, this is what I want, this is who I am? And stand in
that's what I put on my resume.
Well, no. I'm talking about in your actions. When
that's different. Yeah.
Yes. When someone inquires, they look at you and they want to challenge you, I get the sense that you can kind of shrink. Not that you are wimpy or afraid or anything like that. It's just kind of like, oh, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Stop doing that. And I think that's what Rebecca is actually indicating to you, the thing that needs to be the change. Because to me, when she said resume, I saw you,
okay.
Not the resume. So that meant you are the resume to me. So it's the stance that you take during the interview process, and it's been interesting for you to have an interview process. Is that right?
I haven't got that far yet.
You just answered my question. When I said interesting for you to get in the interview process, you haven't done it. So I think what's being said to you by us both is very valid, that you be strong, be convicted in what you're standing for and in your dream. Does that make sense, Rebecca?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Liara, thoughts?
Well, I love your interest in doing something new, and it's great to remember that when you want to manifest something new in your life, it always begins as a thought. And what you focus your attention on becomes your belief, and that becomes your experience, and then that becomes your reality. So if there's something you're unhappy about in your current reality and you're focusing on that unhappiness, that energy is not creating an environment that you want to be in, is it?
I've been doing more with my part-time job. It's just that I've been enjoying doing it. So I haven't been focusing on the full-time as far as maybe sending out more resumes or things like that. But I've just been looking at, okay, I want this job, then I send it out. I'm not sending out to the job that I don't want.
Well, this is good because you've got to focus on doing what you enjoy doing and focus on enjoying where you are, and then that's going to help manifest more opportunities to enjoy where you are and new job opportunities. Does that make sense?
Is it because I'm enjoying too much of my part-time job that I'm losing the manifestation of getting the full-time job?
You are focusing on enjoyment. There's the issue, but go ahead, Rebecca.
Well, that's okay. Go ahead, Stephen. You know, I think that we all need to enjoy wherever we are at that moment. But to create this growth cycle to get you where you want to be in a full-time job, you have to balance the two. And I see a lack of balance here. And then you need to be as focused on finding a full-time job that will make you as happy as your part-time job. And actually, it will make you happier because it's going to be a more fulfilling position for you, okay? So look at this. Love your part-time job. That's wonderful. I think we should all find joy in no matter what we're doing. But your intention, and this is about intention, the intention is that you find the perfect full-time job at the perfect hospital that is perfect for you, okay? And when you do that, you will find joy in sending out and putting out that energy that will bring that full-time job to you. So as I said, use your part-time job as joy and fulfilling to take you into this full-time job where you can have a better experience, a little more joy, a little more gratification. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're, she's just tad bit scattered on direction.
Yeah, a little bit. That's okay.
But for now, you just go with what you're doing, concentrate on what you're doing, mm-hmm. and then let the rest take care of itself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Did we help?
I'm having a feeling like July right now. I'm getting that in a couple months.
I don't know what that is.
Is that an interview or is that a job? Is that feeling at this moment or something
okay,
coming
at this,
up?
At this moment, I would say July is when the window opens. When I say window opens, that's a window of opportunity. Rebecca, you there?
I'm here.
That? Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Because I see July as a lot of activity for her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be busy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, July is a month of expansion.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, that's going to come down to depending on what you choose to do with it. Now, that's going to be the key. It's going to depend on what you choose to do with it. You follow it or
mm-hmm.
you deny it. So July is going to be a very big month for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It just seems like the whole role relocation is making sense because suddenly my car died. I mean, it didn't die, but it didn't want to work properly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to trade it in for a brand new car. And if I have to relocate, then I have no problem being stuck on the road.
So, all right, now you won't be stuck on the road, and things are beginning to kind of take shape. Just know that right now what you're doing is fine. Rebecca, do you concur with that or what?
Well, I see that everything is fine. The only thing that I see is that you just need to keep moving forward to reach
mm-hmm.
this goal that you've set for a full-time job. And, yes, of course, a reliable vehicle. You know, when you look at the vehicle and it's new and it's reliable and it's exciting to have this new vehicle, you look forward to driving this car.
Mm-hmm,
so,
yeah.
Because you know you're going to get there safely, you know that journey is going to be a lot easier and more fun. Look at the job as the same way. That no matter where it is, it will be fun, it will be safe. You have something to keep moving forward towards in the same capacity as your car that you now love.
Which basically means don't get caught up in stuff, and you can.
Mm-hmm.
You will achieve it.
All right. Anything
mm-hmm.
else? We have other callers behind you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Many blessings,
it's coming
friend.
Together.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
It is. Many blessings, Mia.
She's gone. Caller from 919. Where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hey, guys. This is April, and I'm in North Carolina.
North Carolina, a beautiful state. I've been to Asheville.
Yeah.
I've been to the Outer Banks. I've been to the Charlotte, Greensville area.
Nice.
So
it is a great state. There's so many wonderful parts to this
state. A lot of ticks, too.
Yeah, there are ticks. Although I don't really get them, but yes, I've heard.
Oh, good for you. And what was your first name?
April.
April. And
mm-hmm.
what would you like to ask of Rebecca and maybe myself and Liara, because it's kind of hard for us all to shut up when it comes to people.
Sure. Sure. Well, thank you all for being here and doing this.
Thank you.
It's really kind what you guys do. So thank you.
You betcha.
So how can we
best bring great confusion to you?
Ah! Let's hope not. I'm looking for clarity. I'm curious about some soulmate stuff. I want to know if I'm going to meet a soulmate and that sort of thing.
Huh. Rebecca, you want to start off?
Well, the first thing I got is that you've already met your soulmate.
Oh.
So,
she didn't like him, though.
No, no. Stephen, now, wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, he is right. You did not like this person, this individual. So now you're searching for another soulmate. So, you know, here's what you have to decide.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that this is your decision, but you haven't really decided exactly what you're looking for in a soulmate. You're way too general.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're really a flirt. And I love it that you are. So
yeah, I kind of am,
you.
Actually.
actually, you know what? I'm gonna throw something in here. Because what I got was, is it her soulmate was a guy that she met that called her for what she was doing. And she didn't like being called that from a guy. And it wasn't really derogatory. He meant it more as in humor. So if you reflect back, you've met him.
Okay.
Do you remember who this person was? It wasn't that long ago.
It's recent.
Yeah.
Dark hair.
Well,
maybe.
What's recent? Yeah. What's recent? It's like last 10 years.
Oh, wow. That's
no,
a long
I'm not saying,
time.
No, I'm not saying that long. How direct would you like me to be?
Very.
Okay. This is, forgive me, Rebecca, because this show is more about you, but I love doing this stuff. you have a fear of being loved and accepted for who you are, so your challenge is to always put
Absolutely.
That out there, and you will
Absolutely.
Play with different guys, and you're just doing it more in a sense of attempting to find yourself. You actually had a guy call you on this, so I'm confirming what Rebecca said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just coming at it from a different direction, and you actually had a guy that called you on that. And
I'm
you
trying
kind of,
to remember when this happened.
It wasn't that long ago.
He's kind of medium height and dark haired.
Okay. I mean, have we dated before, or no? It's just more like an.
I would like your take on that question, Rebecca.
Well, I don't get that you really. I mean, he's someone that I see you having lunch or coffee or something with him, but I don't see you as actually. I don't see flowers and roses, you know. He's someone that you knew. I don't think it ever progressed to actually dating because you felt like he got way into your mind too fast when he called you out on this.
Uh-huh.
And as I said, he is medium height, dark hair, almost black, or could be a dark brown. And it's like you all were outside. You were at an outside
barbecue.
Is that what it was? Having,
something.
Sitting down, enjoying this conversation, and all of a sudden he flipped that switch on you and you went, uh-oh, he knows way too much. I'm leaving. It's more or less what it was. And so it hit you the wrong way because you didn't really listen to him. You didn't really listen to the whole thing that he was going to say. You kind of cut him short. Had you gone ahead and listened to the whole thing, then you would have seen it was in a funny kind of humorous context, but it didn't hit you that way. So
right.
And I do get that he is and I am getting a D name such as Dave, Don, one of those names. So that might
Donut.
Help you recall him.
Donut.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Be a nickname.
Yeah. I personal for a moment, do you mind?
Not at all. Nope.
Okay. You are actually, you have a, where the idea of love is in you, I get fear.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a fear that you are not lovable.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rebecca, you got that?
Yeah, I got a past hurt. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
If
you're on
if we approach relationships in the present out of past hurts, then that means we are unlovable. So what will happen is the more a person attempts to love you, the more the tendency you'll have to push them away.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. So if you, the moment you become aware of that, and by the way, you haven't lost this soulmate, you just haven't resonated yet.
Okay.
Okay. Because I get, and Rebecca, correct me, I get the sense that they are orbiting each other, that it means they are around each other but not directly
right.
connected yet. Does that make
uh-huh.
sense?
Right. Well, it's more or less like a boomerang effect is what I get.
Well, yeah, a boomerang is always going to come back.
Well, exactly.
But the things within you on your fear of love is the very hesitancy. By the way, not being corny, but what birth sign are you? You're, there's
Aries.
A heightened sensitivity.
On the cusp.
Aries. On the
Taurus.
Cusp of Pisces.
Taurus.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's the reason for, I don't mean this derogatory, gaminess.
Uh-huh.
You use your sense of humor to protect your sensitivity.
Not protection.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's overusing
true.
Raphael. Would you say, Rebecca, that's overusing him?
Pardon me?
That using humor to protect one's sensitivity mm-hmm. is overusing Raphael?
Exactly.
Archangel
yeah.
Raphael, you mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay.
Actually, Michael would be better for her right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I feel a very strong kinship with Michael, actually.
Okay, there we go.
Well,
yeah.
then allow your strength to be what it is. Taurus being the bull, you know what you can do in a china shop. and the Aries always likes to be in their mind. So
mm-hmm.
you will always be aggressive in your mind, especially where your emotions are concerned.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Liara, food for thought?
I love all the contributions you and Rebecca are offering, and I also feel it makes sense to remind yourself, caller, that we tend to go for looks and how a body and a face appear to us in the physical world, but ultimately we are attracting to ourselves someone for our highest good, and we often overlook what the highest good is. We
uh-huh.
tend to look on superficial levels. So this is a good reminder, because often when you're telling yourself you've got to find your soulmate, you're not seeing that your soulmate is already in your midst, and it's because you're looking for something other than what you truly need. So the thing that I'm pointing out is we look for what we think we want, and we have to remember
sure.
that we and the universe always bring us exactly what we need.
Right. Sure. That makes a lot of sense.
You know, Lyra, what you said reminds me of something.
She just keeps looking.
Yeah. Well, as long as you're looking, it means you don't have. But I was asked years ago by a lady, what is it that the first thing it was that I looked at about a woman physiologically? Now, hear how I said that. What is it that the first thing it was that I, as a male, looked at physiologically about a woman? My answer
mm-hmm.
to her was her heart.
Mm.
That's not a physiological thing.
Mm.
So when a man can look at you and wonder what is in your heart is when you know you have that person in front of you.
Mm. Right.
That's right.
And that scares you the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right. Maybe I don't want to be seen.
No, you do. When I look at you, I see a little girl hiding behind a bush.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that you want to come out and play, but you're not certain.
Right.
So I would say come out behind the bush.
Indeed.
Rebecca, how do you see that?
Well, I know that, you know, she has a pure heart, and I know this because
mm-hmm.
I can see it. And I know that you find comfort in crowds.
And what?
Where one-on-one gets too close and too personal.
Mm.
So you have, pardon me?
No, I said got it. Keep going.
Okay. So, you know, you have to learn to step outside your comfort zone a little bit to let someone else in.
Right.
Because if you don't, you're never going to really reconnect with this man.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
So
that makes
keep that in
sense.
Mind. And look at it like this. The universe is going to bring you exactly who you are supposed to have at exactly
mm-hmm.
the right time. And
right.
the way that you speed this up is you turn it over to your angels, Michael
mm-hmm.
being a very, very good one, and say, okay, I'm tired of looking. I'm tired of running around in all these crowds of people trying to locate this one man. You
right.
bring him to me and bring him back to me at the perfect time so that we can move forward together as one.
Mm. I like that. That's good.
Does that make
okay.
sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Glad to have
mm-hmm.
you. We have
Thank
another
you guys
caller,
so,
so
very
let's
much.
Take that in. You betcha.
Please.
You're so welcome.
Go on. Thank you all.
Many blessings, my dear.
Likewise.
Hi.
Caller from 805.
Donna.
Where are you calling from and what's your first name?
My name's Donna. I'm from California. Hi.
Well, hey, Donna, what part of California?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, beautiful area. I've spoken there more than
yeah.
once, but that's a place to live 99% of the year for sure. So what would you like to know from Rebecca?
Hi, Rebecca. I've been having problems sleeping. I tried the over-counter dephedramine, and then I tried a sleep thing, and that didn't work. And then which the doctor said I really didn't need. He said he felt sorry for me, so he gave it to me for my sleeping because it helped some people sleep. Well, that didn't work. And now my doctor discontinued Ambien and Valium because he said it causes dementia, so which I didn't take a lot of anyways. I wanted to know, am I going to get through that? I mean, am I going to find something, do you think, that's going to help me with the sleep problem?
Well, I think you can help yourself with the sleep problems, okay? Number one, you have an overactive mind. So as soon
yeah.
as you hit the bed, instead of shutting that down and letting come what needs to come, which is rest of the body, the mind, and the spirit, you start rambling on to yourself, and you actually hold a conversation to yourself all night. Okay, I'm going to go to sleep. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. I'm going to get up. I think maybe I need a drink of water. That will help. Maybe if I take this pill, that will help settle me down. Okay? You actually have a fear of rest, of truly letting go and resting and sleeping through the night. Now, the best way that you can do this to actually relax your body is through deep breathing, deep breaths. And when your mind starts rushing around here, because it really does, God love you, just 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, to shut that down a little at a time. And when those pictures appear in your mind, make mm-hmm. them smaller, okay? Because you enlarge them. It's like you're watching a huge screen here. So
3D.
That's what you... Pardon me?
She's watching 3D.
Mm-hmm. So you need to slow your mind down in order to allow yourself, and you need to not have the fear. You know, before you go to bed, you need, as I said, to just breathe and relax. Also, put your hand on your upper stomach right under the heart, okay? And just leave it there. Just leave it there and let it, and feel your breathing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And put your other hand, your left hand up there, your right hand on your abdomen or solar plexus, and just mm-hmm. feel that breath and concentrate on your breathing. Deep breaths in and relax out. You're breathing in positive and you are exhaling negative because you get so many negative thoughts. God love you. And so I think by you doing this, it's going to allow you to just kind of drift into that slumber, that sleep pattern, and also call your angels in and say, and I know that you don't see angels, I see angels, not everyone does, but call your angels in and say, I want to sleep on an angel's wing tonight. And let that comfort of knowing that you're not alone, because you're not alone, let that
right.
comfort of those angels and that angel wing come in to cradle you while you sleep. And just, it's just the most relaxing, wonderful technique and feeling. And you will literally feel yourself relax from your head to your toes while you are doing this. And know that you are cushioned and comforted by the angels throughout the night. So you can wake up in the morning and feel rested and healthy and whole.
Mm.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, because
go ahead.
You talk like, listening to you talk right now, I'm feeling more relaxed. Yeah.
Well, that's the power of the angels, my dear.
Rebecca, I was picking up something that may help bring a level of clarity for her. When Rebecca was talking about the breathing techniques, indeed,
mm-hmm.
No question. I think where they originate from is you had and look closely, Rebecca, you had a mm-hmm. past life where, I'm going to say you lost your life in your sleep. Do you find erratic breathing taking place at times when you're attempting to sleep?
No.
No. Learn to pay a little closer attention to that. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. The reason I'm asking is past lives can override whether you believe in past lives or not. It's totally irrelevant.
Oh, I do. Past lives.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right. I get there is past life influence, and that's why I think Rebecca is talking so much about breath and breathing
mm-hmm.
that you focused on doing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's actually where that could be coming from. I may not have the events correct, and that's fine. But there seems to be an interference from that arena.
Yeah, that makes sense. That it would be something. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Rebecca, go ahead. Anything else for Rebecca?
Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Somebody's
got
music in the background.
Hi, Rebecca? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
A little bit. I'm 62 now. I've never been married. I'd like to be
mm-hmm.
married. I think I'm feeling a bit of anxiety about that.
Mm-hmm.
My the man that I was with for 9 years died 7 years ago, and there hasn't been anyone. So I'm just thinking, you know, and it's been too long by myself, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't want to go the rest of my life all alone like this. I mean, you know, I like my own company, but, you know, it gets, you know, I miss, you know, having someone in my life.
Right. Well, what I get on that is, of course, loneliness. And at night, you and I knew this earlier, that's one of the things that plays on your mind. But, you know, you have to open the door for a relationship, for a man to come in. And you lock that door.
Yeah.
So you have to unlock that door in order and open it so that someone can come into your life.
Instead of putting up the wall, kind of,
Exactly. So when you do that, and you can do that, and one of the ways that you can do this is by getting enough rest. Okay?
I know. Yeah.
So
definitely.
That's why I say use the angel wing and the angels and the breathing techniques, because in a past life, I agree with Stephen that you were died in your sleep, and I saw that it was with a dagger, that you were stabbed with a dagger.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a little...
Saw the same
careful.
Thing.
And just as I said, you can't... You shut that door. You've got to open the door and allow love to come back in, even though, and you have to get rid of this fear, because you have a really great fear of, if I love someone else, this might happen to them.
Yes.
You got to let that go.
Okay.
You have to see a new relationship filled with joy, peace, love. And you have to go for it. You cannot think about the what ifs. What if this happened? What if that? That will never open the door. That just, you're just nailing it shut, and then you're taking bricks and mortar, and you're going over that. So let it go, okay? You have to let all of this go. You can't bring him back, and you cannot mourn forever, because this is not what he would want. You need to move forward with love and peace and order and open that door, tear down that wall so that someone can come into your life. And it's a very nice man who's a little bit younger than you that's really interested in you. So once you tear that down, you will see that common denominator coming together.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
that's so helpful. Thank you, Rebecca, and thank you, Stephen. I appreciate this very much.
Our absolute pleasure. And if you get any questions, you can contact either one of us.
All right, I will, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Caller from 863. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Hi, this is Julia, and I'm calling from Florida.
Well, hello,
hey,
Julia. Good evening.
Hello.
Welcome
there
to the show. You are on live with Rebecca, Liara, and Stephen. So how could Rebecca best scare you?
Well, I've spoken with Rebecca. I've been a long-time listener of hers. This is Jules from your chat room.
Yes, I know exactly who you are.
And hello again. I'm basically at the stage of about ready to start moving forward with my life. My divorce is at the final, 99 percentile of being completed. So I'm wanting to, find my own place to live and find a job and, really start moving forward with my life. So I wanted to see, what guidance the angels can provide around that, and just how logistically am I going to bring this all together. It's the simple things, well, do I find a place to live first, or do I find a job and then find a place? But like where I want to move is 1.5-2 hours from where I live now. So mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure
okay.
out how it's all going to come together.
Okay. Well, okay, let me tell you this. I'm so very proud of you. I am so very proud of you because your life has changed. Your life is changing. You are moving forward right now to finally getting through this divorce situation and getting rid of that hurt, okay? So I am just so proud of you for that.
Thank you.
And what I get is to go ahead and make the move because it's hard to look for a job. The commute would cost you more running back and forth than if you found someplace to live and was actually physically present with that intention of finding that job. And actually, Jules, I see that in the area where you were moving that there would be a job opening, and I don't know if this is of any interest to you or not, but I get that it is, so correct me if I am wrong, in a library.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I see you surrounded by books.
Hmm.
And
okay.
that would be something that would not only entertain you, but also fulfill an emotional need.
Could
okay.
books mean knowledge, that there's more knowledge that's necessary right now? Just a question.
Well, even that's that's a possibility. I see.
The reason I ask is because when intuition comes in to me, it comes in metaphorically. And when libraries are present, it could mean there's more learning necessary or more knowledge necessary here in this present moment before a choice can be made. That being said, I am inclined to be in alignment with Rebecca on the idea of the, quote, move or the idea of moving. But I also would say there tends to seem to me to be more knowledge necessary. Sorry, just jumping out there.
Okay. Did you get a sense of the possible, like, best timing? Should I move forward with this now or wait? Like...
Now, yes.
Now.
Now. Okay.
You need to follow your gut, and your gut's telling you
yes.
you've been wanting to move for quite some time. So you need to go ahead and move.
Yes.
Okay.
It's now.
Okay.
And it puts you in a... Let me explain something else to you, Jules. It puts you into a state of establishment when you move. So you've
mm-hmm.
established where you are, which for a very, very long time you haven't really known where you are.
Yes.
And this gives you a permanent address and a
of
permanent location, dear.
Of your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
I want to add
okay.
that. And ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the last 90 seconds. So, Rebecca, closing
so
comments.
Jules, many, many blessings, dear. I'll talk to you soon. Call me on my show.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry, Stephen. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we're down to the last 90 seconds. So if you have closing comments, you might want to put them out there.
I encourage each and every one of you to please seek your angels out and to use your angels, whether you feel them, see them, or you cannot. Do that, and you will see results and much so much quicker than if you try to do it by yourself, number one. And number two, I want to thank Stephen and Liara so much for having me on this show. I appreciate you. I love you both. And you can contact me if you'd like private channeling at area code 607-862-6435. And, Stephen, it's back to you.
And, ladies and gentlemen, if you're really interested in accurate information, Rebecca is a great place to go. I just enjoy interacting with her and maybe get a little carried away. I'm at Hairfield, H-A-I-R, F as in Frank, I-E-L-D.com. And Liara, you have 10 seconds. I guess she's not there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Insight Radio Network. It's been a great show and a great week, and hope that you will all be here with us the following week, where we have Linda Polio, a great author and also an insightful person. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you so much for all of the callers.
Good night.